About 30 high school students slowly file onto the stage in Austin High School's small auditorium. They face away from the audience until the first beats of their opening number play. Then they turn around,
we were born to run,
seemingly transformed.
We were born to run.
I love being on stage just because the people in the audience, I have no clue who half the people are. And when they see me up there, they just think, oh, she's a really good performer. They don't know all of the struggles I've had to face in my life and all the bad things that people know my family for.
Courtney Neese is among the most animated in the Dimensions Show Choir group. Her face lights up with expression from the moment she hits stage. For her, singing provides an escape.
I lost my mom in 2012 to drugs. She was 29 years old.
Neese's past is well known around the small rural community, but she doesn't let it define her. The same can be said for almost all of the teens dancing on stage. Many of them have been impacted by the opioid epidemic and HIV outbreak as well. Senior Kaylee Fugate says singing is her freedom.
Everyone has issues outside of the stage. Everyone in this choir has issues. We all have matters that are our demons. But when we're on the stage, nothing else matters but our music.
Those experiences made it easy for choir director Kathy Sego to come up with the theme for this year's show. She says many people outside of the community have preconceived notions about what the small town is like. They associate Austin with HIV, drugs, and poverty. That's not the Austin she knows.
That's why kind of the theme is that we're going to rise above everything that's going on within our community, and nothing is impossible. And we're going to show the community and everybody else who Austin is and that nothing with us is impossible.
The students sing powerful lyrics about being unstoppable and not just becoming another face in the crowd.
So what you know about standing up when the
Senior Jake Shadburn says the message of those songs resonates with him.
We're kind of here to say, you know, that's the bad part, but look at us. We're doing something great, and why focus on the bad whenever you have something good like us?
Many Austin residents are excited about the show choir's unprecedented success. Dimensions will compete at the famed Show Choir National Championship Series in Chicago next month, but it will cost them about $15,000 to attend the competition. That's a lot of money for the small school, so they're hosting a fundraiser and asking people to donate online. Many of the kids don't have money of their own to pay for meals during the trip, and few, including Neese, have ever visited Chicago before.
I've never even been to Chicago, and it just blows my mind that we're getting this opportunity to go.
The group is rehearsing every day in preparation. Fugate says they aren't focused on winning, but just the fact they got invited to compete.
We might not be number one, but I think to our community and to people who know the show choir, we win.
The students say that is the best part of their success.
Crazy.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier in Austin.